And it's refreshing to see, and it's like the brother said, and he made a wonderful point. He said, I believe this is the centerpiece of the message. And I believe that. This is the centerpiece of the message. Because it is the foundation of all the message, all 1,100 sermons. It is the foundation. Because you have to start with the foundation stone to get this one here. And it's like he said, well, I'm glad you took that much time. He said, because if you don't get the foundation right, the building will crack, fall, warp, right? But if you got that foundation on real good solid rock, real good revelation, then you know what? It's a little bit better to go up through these virtues. So let's read right here. I think we kind of stopped right here. These fellows wasn't required what these fellows are. Now, what he's talking about, these fellows. These fellows wasn't required. They weren't required. Luther wasn't required to come to here. Luther's message was the just shall live by faith. These fellows wasn't required what these fellows are. This wasn't required what this was, see. But he brought his church up the same way. He brought his church up the same way he brings his people up. Peter says here first, seven things. Faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, add brotherly kindness. Then the love of God, the Holy Ghost, Christ, in the person of the Holy Ghost, comes upon you in the true baptism of the Holy Spirit. Now, does anybody need explaining of that? I know there's still a confusion in the message. When Brother Branham says that, they think you have to get all the virtues, and then you get the Holy Ghost. Because it says the true baptism. That doesn't mean you got a false birth down here. You got a true birth down here. What happens is the Holy Spirit can add more to you and has been adding more to you up through the pyramid. So it's the Holy Ghost, Christ in the person of the Holy Ghost, comes upon you in the true baptism of the Holy Ghost, and you get all these virtues sealed in you. Now, it doesn't say you get all these virtues. See what that one word would do? Then you get all these, and you get all these virtues in you. See, if you read it, read it like somebody else would read it. Holy Ghost comes upon you in the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and you get all these virtues in you. That seems to me like you got to come here before these virtues come in you. But he put sealed in you. They already got to be in there before they're sealed. Right? Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God where you're sealed till the day of your redemption. You don't seal a truck when it's empty. We would fill a truck full of chicken and we'd shut the doors and we'd seal it. So something, it was already full of something. Okay, so it was full of virtue and all this temperance, patience, godly, brotherly kindness. And it seals you. That's right. That's right. It comes upon you. It is another anointing. It's an anointing that is different from your new birth. Your new birth makes you a spirit babe in Christ. This does not. See, he said, then God lives in a tabernacle called the building, the living tabernacle of the living God's dwelling place. When a man possesses these kind of things, then the Holy Ghost comes upon him. That's right. No matter, you might speak with tongues, you might impersonate any gift that God's got. You might do that. But until these virtues here go into you, you're still off the real true foundation of faith. But when these virtues grow in, and you add that to that, then you are a living monument. You're a living, moving idol. And then he talks about the imaginary gods. And that's what they have, Romanism. See, that's Romanism. But when we not, I like this one right here, but when we not in an imaginary way, so there's no imagination to this, all right? But when we not in an imaginary way, but prostrate ourselves before a living God, a living virtue, a living knowledge, living patience, living godliness, living power coming from a living God, makes a living man a living image in the stature of God. What's he doing? The same things that Jesus did. Walking the same way he walked, doing the same things he did, because it's not an imaginary thing. There's a reality that proves it. It's, what is the reality? The way you live. Your life, the things you do. When we get finished with this, you ought to know exactly where you are in this pyramid. You ought to know exactly where you are in this pyramid. And then you need to start working on it. Because see, I can't give it to you. I can make it available, and I can make the way open for you to get there. But you got to go up there by yourself. It's an individual affair with God. First thing you got to do, though, is you got to get under a teaching that actually teaches it. Okay? Because most don't. And I was talking to that brother, too, when he was. I said, brother, I said, if you say it's a centerpiece, I said, I won't hear anybody preach me. He said, no, brother, they don't. But he told me, he said, I know they're a requirement. He said, I'm trying to teach my people that it is a requirement. See what I mean? See how these virtues, these building material types in the church age messengers with the church ages. And one of these days, we're going to take each one of these words, which he did. Now, that is the house that God dwells in, not a building with a big bell, but a body has thou prepared me. Body that God can dwell in, walk in, see in, talk in, work in. Living instrumentality of God. God walking on two feet in you, glory. Footsteps of the righteous is ordered of God. God walking in you, for you're a written epistle. And if the life that's in Christ be in you, you'll bear the life that Christ bore. All right, let's skip on over a little bit. Let's read this one right here. I like this one. And now we put the blood of Jesus Christ in, see, and that brings the faith of Jesus Christ, the virtue of Jesus Christ, the knowledge of Jesus Christ, the temperance of Jesus Christ, the patience of Jesus Christ, the godliness of Jesus Christ, the brotherly kindness of Jesus Christ, and the love of God, which is Jesus Christ. Got it? The love of God, which is Jesus Christ. He's the head and controls you, and your feet is the foundation, faith, controlled by the head. There you are. There is the perfect man of God when he possesses these virtues. Then remember, God represents his bride, as a bride, as a person. Now he says, my feet moves. Why? Because my head says so. Now, it can't move like my hand because it's my feet. Luther can't do the things we did, neither can Methodists, because they were something else. The feet moves because the head says so, and the head never says, now, feet, you become hand, ear, you become eyes. See, that's what our problem is in the message now. We got people, we're not in line. Brother Ram says, when we realize who we are. Well, if you're an ear, be an ear. If you're a finger, be a finger. If you're a leg, be a leg, you know. But each age, God has placed these things into his church and patterned it by showing that each individual has these, possesses these qualities. And this, being when it's completed, is the church of God going to rapture. And this being and completed is a servant of God in the church of God that's going into rapture. See what I mean? There you are. There's the full thing. Here comes Paul. Now he watch. He goes through this because I want you to see how it parallels with church ages. Here comes a man, Paul, laying the foundation because Brother Brown said, Paul was the pattern messenger, right? Pattern messenger, foundation. All right. Paul laying the foundation. Irenaeus began to pour this into it. The next one poured this. The next one poured this. The next one that. On down until it comes to the last stage. But what is it? It's the same Spirit. Everybody got that? It's the same Spirit. The whole stature of your being is governed and controlled by these things, but it cannot be completely controlled till it completely possesses these qualities. You understand that? You can't be completely controlled until it completely possesses these qualities. In other words, you still got the power without character. Did you ever hear this? Now let me tell you this. Keep it real. Put this in your listening ear. A chain is its strongest at its weakest link. All right, does everybody understand that? Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, if you come to right here, you've lost a lot of your free will. Okay. A lot of it. Because your will becomes his will. Okay. See, because Jesus was standing there with a headstone, he said, not my will, but thy will be done. Okay? Not my will, but thy will be done. You got it? Yeah, I mean, sure, you got free moral agency to stop any of this and not have all these full virtues like we've been teaching. But as you get further and further up, what's it doing? And even when we're finished with this, we're going to get into another part. Even when you finish with this, Brother Branham says you still got to take, like Michelangelo, he finished that statue of Moses. But it still looked kind of rough. Brother Brown said he took and he polished it till it shined. Then he'd go polish the other side till it shined. So see, God's, you get up to here, God still, he's got to polish you off. Because even Brother Branham, you know, Brother Branham, 1963, we believe he become this complete image of God. He was still a human being. He still had problems. He still had things he had to work on. But he had lost a lot of his free will. Probably do some of it, yes. Because the bride does better under persecution. I mean, right now, what do we need? Like we were talking about, what do we need? We all got good jobs. We all got this. We all got that. You know, with that's correct. I believe that. I mean, that's just the way I believe, because you'll always be a free moral agent, because Brother Branham said this will always be sticky. Because remember, your memory, reason, conscience, affection, and imagination, God can come through there and so can the devil. But remember, it's Jesus on the inside, working on the outside, right? So he's inside here trying to push that junk out of those flues. He's pushing that memory toward him, not toward Satan. But now listen, if you let Satan get in your memory and start playing, Holy Ghost is a gentleman. He's going, okay, I'll go out on a limb and sit here for a minute. Prophet said that, right? He said, I'm going out on a limb. He said, I'm going to sit here until you, and you may go through a beating. You may go through a beating. But if you're a son, the Holy Ghost will finally go, you need to go back out there where you used to be. Or you need to call me back out if you don't mind. I'll come out there and help you. But he's a gentleman, so he'll not. We will be free moral agents till the time of the change. That's just because, remember, I read the quote yesterday. I wish I had it with me. I'd have read it. Because he said the animal has no free will because he has no soul. The reason you're given a soul is to choose. I don't have it on here. I got it on my papers at home. Brother Brown said the animal has no choice. But you, no, what he was saying was going to heaven. He said the animal has no choice of going to heaven. Let me get it right. The animal has no choice of going to heaven or hell. That's what he said, right? Because it's just a nature. Their flesh will go back down into the earth and it's gone. There's no soul laying somewhere that's got to make a choice. But he said in man, he put a soul for one thing only, and that's to make a choice, give you a free will. Gives you a godlike quality. When he gives you a soul, that gives you a godlike quality. You can either choose to or not to. Everybody okay with that? All right. Right here. No matter how strong these are built up, this is built up. If he's got a weak link, there's where she breaks. And it's no stronger than that weakest link. Now, if you possess, you say you got this, 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 and you don't have this, there's where she breaks. If you got this and haven't got that, she'll break right there. He's pointing to the chart. You get this and haven't got that, it'll break. This and haven't got that, it'll break. This and haven't got that, it'll break. And if you can't have this without having this. Now here, he's summing this all up. He's making a summation. So when you surrender your complete being, then the Holy Spirit just pours through you in these virtues, then you're a living tabernacle. Then people look at you and say, that's a man full of virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, full of the love of the Holy Ghost. See, there he is walking around. What is it? A stature that unbelievers can look at and say, there is a Christian. There is a man or woman who knows what they're talking about. You never see a kinder, sweeter, godlier person. You're sealed. Seal shows on both sides, whether you're going or coming. You see what he's saying? Seal shows forward, seal shows back, so it's your coming and your going. And in other words, that means if you come into a building and you talk to a group of people, and when you walk off, they say, man, that guy ain't no Christian. See, that's your seal showing on the backside, that you're not. You may put the front that you are, but the opinion of it is, no, I don't think so. A seal shows on both sides, whether you're going or coming. You see the seal just the same. There you are, see. When a man or woman possesses this, then the capstone comes down and seals them into the kingdom of God, which is the Holy Ghost. So it's the Holy Ghost here, and it's the Holy Ghost here, and the Holy Ghost here, and the Holy Ghost here. Same Holy Ghost. And I really enjoyed what that brother said. He said, I can put justification, sanctification, and baptism of the Holy Ghost in the pyramid. I've never in my life heard that except from this church. Never have I heard that. That he could put justification, sanctification, and baptism of the Holy Ghost inside the pyramid. Not down here, but inside this pyramid. And I said, brother, you're exactly correct. So I'm glad that the Lord is dealing with people that has a good heart. That brother, I believe, has got a real good heart. Then the word coming from here manifests itself through each of these things, beings, see, and makes this complete being a tabernacle of the living God. A walking, living example of Christianity. What Christ was, these people are. Because his life is in here. They are in Christ. And their life is dead and hid in Christ through God and sealed in there by the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians 12, see. You reckon yourself dead, then you're born of faith. See there? They start. You reckon yourself dead, then you're born of faith. Not up here. You're born of faith. So he puts it in the right place. See that? Then virtue and these other things is added. If them people would just read the book that thinks you get the Holy Ghost up here, he never explains that you get the Holy Ghost up here. You get the Holy Ghost at faith. All right? Then virtue and these other things is added to you till you're a perfect living image of God. That wonderful congregation says amen. And then God, through that, has brought us seven church ages to show the seven steps that he brought, building his individual into his image. He's built a complete church in his image. At the resurrection, this complete body will be raised up to live with him forever, because it's a bride. So that cuts in every age that comes. And there's more required, remember. Remember what Paul said in Hebrews 11? He reads Hebrews 11, like what Dad's been reading the whole thing all the way down through here. But watch him, he gets to the... I'm going to do that. What paragraph was I on? Right there. He reads Hebrews 11. But his summation is paragraph 366. Just like he said here, Brother Branham refers to the drawing. Good report through faith, received not the promise. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. You get it? These people who died in here are depending and waiting on us. So this church, I believe he's pointing right here, has to come to perfection, because that's us. The Laodicean, we're the only ones alive. All right? This church has to come to perfection in order to bring the resurrection. And they're under, souls under the altar, waiting for this church to come to its perfection, that when Christ does come. And this church, you see, is coming smaller in a minority. He refers to the chartboard. I think he's referring to this. Look, a lot of people in the first stage coming down, 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 all the way to the razor's edge. It's a whole lot sharper than that, but just like to write that cross there, see? Because in the original drawing, there's a cross right here. Cross right on top of that pyramid. I wish I could find that. I know Daddy's got one somewhere, and I'll see if I can find the thing. It's a whole lot sharper than that, but just like to write that cross there, see, it comes up to the needle point. So the church in the minority has got to get into a place until it's the same kind of a ministry that this left. Because when this headstone comes back, we're going to stop right there because we'll cover the other in just a minute. I mean, next Sunday. Okay? But this church, we actually, if you're born again, remember, we're already raptured out of that church, out of the Laodicean church age. Right? We're not in any, the bride's not in any age, but we get the characteristics of that age. Right? Everybody in the age got a characteristic of the age. We still have that same characteristics of the Laodicean age. But we have to be called up into, this is a bride age, but we got to be called up into here where it's real thin, where only a certain group of people can come to. But we'll stop just a minute on that, and we'll take it up next Sunday. We're done. Lord bless you. Lord bless you.